Okay, my friends, we're going to start learning over here. We're not going to be able to learn as long as we've learned in the past because we have a challenging day ahead of us. We have the Levaya of the Novi Minsky Rebbe and Levaya of Barry Weiss, the grandfather of Pesach Weiss. Both those Levayas are happening soon or now. So we have to... both of those levayas are reasons for us to shorten our shiur. So we're going to do that. We're just going to try to start, see how much we can do quickly, and then afterwards, we're still on target to finish tomorrow. Beis Hashem, let's see after Shemaya. So we're starting the fifth parak. The beginning of the fifth parak. It says, "Amar lehem ha'mamuna." The mamuna said. The Muna told them they should make, we started this prayer yesterday, we just go over a little bit. So they should make one bracha instead of two brachas. We make two brachas before Birchas HaShachar. They're only making one because they got a lot of work to do. They made the bracha on the page, the first Mishnah. They made the bracha in the Beis HaMikdash, part of the tefillah that they would do, they would say Aseres HaDibros. We don't do that outside of the Beis HaMikdash. So people shouldn't think that the Beis HaDibros is basically the only thing you have to keep. So they would say, and then they would brachos. They would give a bracha. They would give three brachas to the nation. What is that? What does it mean? With the nation, to the nation. Emes v'yatziv, avoida, and birchas koinim. And Shabbos, they would add another bracha. The bracha they had on Shabbos is for the mishmar yoytzer, for the people that were leaving. They would give them a bracha. Misha shoychin as shemoy bevayis hazeh. The person, the one, Hashem, the person, the one that rests his name on this house. We give them a bracha, the kohenim that are leaving, because Shabbos is when they move on. He would say, those that have not yet done the k'tayrus can come and be a part of the lottery, because you can become very wealthy from the k'tayrus. And therefore, we wanted every person to get a chance to do it. And now we're talking about, they're doing the new pious, the next pious, which is every person is allowed to join this pious. Who is the one that is going to bring the Ivarim min hakevesh from where they were placed by the original group of Kohanim on the ramp, the Mizbech, and bring them from the Kevesh up to the Mizbech. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, said, no, whoever was the one that brought it to the Kevesh, afterwards will then take it from the Kevesh up to the Mizbech. He said, those that now we're not going to do any more avodah, they would give their begotten to the chazanim. They would take day and they would take their begotten off. They wouldn't leave on them. All they would have is their pants on them. And they would obviously put on their regular clothing, their mundane personal clothing. They had cubbies or windows because of tashmish akelim. Each keli, whichever one, so they would put them back and return them for other kohenim. To have the k'tayrus, he would take the kaf. The kaf doim el tarkov. We said that the kaf is like a tarkov, which is called trey kaf. Gadol shozav. Machzek the shlosh kaf u'bazach hay b'soichay. And the bazach was inside of the kaf. It was there inside of it. Mole v'gadish k'tayrus. It was full of k'tayrus. The kiso hayaloi kimin. It had some sort of cover of leather which was on top of it. We have pictures over here. I'm going to ask Matam Chaim Max to help us with the pictures, if that's okay. I'm going to try to send you pictures so you can get an idea of what we're talking about over here. Let's see where one is. Here it is. This is picture number one. Take a look. And you see over here, they've got a kli, and another kli is inside of that kli. So again, when we zoich the k'tayrus, you take the kaf. The kaf is the bigger one on the bottom. That's the kaf. We just sent you a picture, and they would and the inside of the kaf they would put the bazach. So there would be a kli, a gold kli inside of another kli, and then he would take that and it would have a cover on it. That cover was made out of some sort of leather or something, and it was full. And he would put the cover on top to make sure that it wouldn't spill. Now mi shezocha b'machta. The person that is now being zoicha, the machta, the one that is zoicha to put the coals onto the mizbech hachitzon. I'm sorry, to take the mizbech, the coals from the mizbech hachitzon and bring them to the mizbech hapnimi. That's what we're saying over Misha Zocha b'machta, not al machtas kesef. He would take a shovel out of silver. And then he would go on top of the mizbeach upon gecholim, and then he would spread out the gecholim. Heloch v'chata, and he would want to take from what's inside. We said that the ones inside are hotter. They're already more like ash. Yorad, he would now go down with that. V'iron l'sech shel zav, so he would pour from what was in the silver one into the gold one. So that's picture number two, I believe. Let's see if we have it over here. Here we go, picture two and three. If you could help us, picture two and three. So we're going to show you now another picture. The Kohen went up. This is called the Maroch HaKtana. And he went to the Maroch HaKtana. And he would take the shovel, the silver shovel, take from what's deep inside. Can you get it? Yeah. Okay. And then he would pour it from the silver shovel, here we go, until the gold, into a gold shovel. Now the gold shovel is what they're going to take inside to bring it to the Mizbech HaPnimi. So right now he's on the Mizbech HaChitz, and he's standing up there on the top of the Mizbech. He goes to the Maroch HaKtana, he goes over there, he takes from the Maroch HaShnia, he takes the coals, and he pours it onto a Shel Zav, Nispaz Mimenu Kekav Gecholim. That's what we're up to. Let's see again. Iron the Sukh Shalzav. He'll pour it into Shalzav in the fifth line, Lamed Gimel Lamed Aleph. And the Spazim Remenu Kekav Gecholim. And then he would pour out like a Kav of Gecholim. V'hayim Mechabdon La'ama. And then afterwards, after he finished. So there was like extra Gecholim that were there. So the extra Gecholim that were there, so what would he do with them? So he would put them out. In Mechabdon, which means he would like clean them out, the Amma to the Amma Shel Mayim, to the where the water is, that water would run out to Nachal Kidron, and then they get rid of that ash. B'Shabbos, but on Shabbos you can't do that because you can't extinguish the fire. What would we do? Koyf Aleihen Psachtar. Shabbos he would cover it with this very large a pot made out of copper. Now we're going to show you another picture. We got a few more. We'll see how many we're going to get in today. This is the picture of the pot. You would turn the pot over, and he would use that pot to cover the coals of Shabbos because you can't extinguish them. Now this psachter, ha'isa kli gadol, machsekes losach. It was a kli gadol, and it held quite a bit. It held a chatzi kur of ash. Ushtei sharsharis haya hayuba. It had two different chains on it. We're going to see it for a different use. Right now, we're just using an empty pot to flip it over to cover the coals. We wanted to cover the coals so no one should step on it. They shouldn't get burnt. So over here, that's what it is used for on Shabbos. But it has another use, which we'll see soon. This pot had shtei sharsharis hayiloi achas shu moishich ba biyoyrid v'achas shu oichiz ba milamalon v'shil shol tisgalgo. So now you're going to see the pot is going to be used for something else. We're going to use the pot also to take all of the ash from the tapuach off of the Mizbech. So I'm showing you a picture over here where you have, they're using, it's also kind of like a pulley system. You have a coin on the top. The coin on the top is holding also from like a chain, and the coin on the bottom is pulling it, and they're slowly moving it. They don't want the whole thing to tip over. They don't want anything to happen. So as they're dragging it down the keves of the Mizbech, so therefore they have these chains, one for the person on top, one for the person on bottom. So again, one that he's pulling it, the yoyer that is coming down, the other one's holding it from the top to stabilize it, but the gargoyle shouldn't start rolling down. There's three uses for this big pot. What do we call it? A?
Sachter.
Sachter. As we mentioned, it covers gecholim on Shabbos. Now, sheretz for Shabbos also can use it to cover a sheretz on Shabbos. There's a dead sheretz there, so therefore, in order to contain the tumah in that one place, and umaridin bas adeshem now gabi mizbeach, it's used to get all of the ash off of the mizbeach. They would put the ash into this pot, and then, as we said, we use this like this system of ropes to one pull, the other one kind of stabilize it. Mishnah vav higiu ben ulam lamizbeach. So now, they have come to these two kainim. There's two kainim that are coming to do the avoida of the k'tiris. One is doing the machta, and the other one is doing the k'tiris. They come bin ulam mizbech, not el echad es ha-magrefa. One of them took the magrefa, v'zorko bin ulam mizbech. It's not clear what it means. That he, am I grateful we said before was some sort of musical instrument? Either he threw it and it made like a very large sound, or he actually just started playing it. And it was very loud. Nonetheless, am I grateful I took it in the Zarka ben Ulam Mizbech, in Adam Shemea Kol Chavarei Yerushalayim, no one could hear each other talking in Yerushalayim. May call him my grateful. That's how loud it was. It was like, it was extremely loud sound. And when people heard that sound, they knew it was time. It was time for them to activate. There was three purposes of the call my grateful. Number one. That heard the sound of the migrefa. He knows that these two brothers, these two kainim, are going in. They're going to do the heshtacha voice. And he's coming also to be prepared for his avoda. Ben Levi, the Ben Levi who hears the sound of the migrefa. They know the Levim are going to start singing Shira. They're not doing it exactly right now, but very soon. He has to get information. He's got to get his kalim ready. He's got to get ready. He's coming. The third thing is the people that were Tameh, Shara Mizrach, that they can also now come in the way that all the other people came into the Beis HaMikdash. He put them there and he prepared them for that to happen.